speaker, author, entrepreneur, and living my destiny, hoping you'll start living yours. Welcome again to the Wayne Scherer Show. I'm really happy you're here. It's absolutely wonderful to be with you every time I have this opportunity. I love sharing with you. I love you being here. I love you. You're awesome. You're totally awesome. The show, what's it going to be about? It's about one little secret on how you can make yourself feel better about everything in your life. And by doing so, how you will also increase your prosperity, increase your results, increase the amount of money you make. If you're in MLM programs, increase the number of people you end up having join with you. Literally, this show is about how you can change everything in your life. It's about being thankful. That sounds crazy. Being thankful. Of course that's a good thing. But I'm going to give you a perspective on being thankful that perhaps you may need to consider for yourself. Because maybe, just maybe, you aren't really as thankful as you may believe. So you have to be honest with yourself to begin with. That's always the trick. If you can't be honest with yourself, then you can't change anything, right? I do that, or I don't have to do that. Oh, I don't need to do that. Oh, who comes up with this stupid stuff? You know, that kind of stuff. You know, if that's the kind of thoughts that go through your mind, you'll have a hard time changing anything and adapting, and everything that is happening, however it's happening right now, is going to keep on happening that way right now. So I can't do anything for you. Nobody can. Only you have control of that. So before you get started, I want to give you something right up front. It has nothing to do with being thankful, but it has to do with improving your business and being able to build it as big as you want. And I'm going to literally give you the five-step process that it is what companies like Amazon, Amway, Zappos, all the big companies that have mastered online. It is how they do it, and it's a model that is so simple that people don't realize it. And so thus they ignore them because they think they can't do it. But the fact is, everybody should, can, and must be doing it. So I'm going to show you exactly how to do that with my white paper that I released. It's at start.easyleadnetwork.com/WP. Okay? start.easyleadnetwork.com/WP. Go there right now. There's no obligation. Just click the download button, get started. And you'll want this white paper because it doesn't matter what business you're in. It is how any, and I do mean any, whether you're in an MLM, affiliate marketing, services, local businesses, whatever you may be, it is the process that makes people, it puts you ahead of the other people. And it is what makes it so you can be successful online to levels that others never imagine, that you believe is not possible because you think you need to buy some stupid guru secret system or some, you know, whatever crap they're selling on Warrior Forum this week, or some magic software is going to make it all change. Now, there's no doubt that some software will help you do these things in the white papers and help you do them better. But it isn't about software. It's about having a process that works, that's proven. And I lay it out for you in this white paper. There's no obligation downloading this white paper. It's absolutely free. There's no risk. There's nothing to lose. So go to start.easyleadnetwork.com/WP and get that white paper right now. Apply it to anything you are doing online. Anything at all. Okay, now, how do we get things so that things actually work? We start becoming magnetic. You know, I hear people say things about magnetic marketing. They think it's there's some people that describe it as fake it until you make it, which is totally wrong. It means they totally do not understand magnetic marketing, magnetic attraction. Now, magnetic attraction, of course, and magnetic marketing don't happen by you just thinking happy and being happy. You obviously have to take some action, right? But behind that action is are very positive things, very big thoughts coming and radiating from you that go out so that people understand that you are 100% committed, that nothing will stop you, that you know where to go to get solutions. You are building real solutions, and that all starts, that magnetism all starts, that charisma all starts first in you being thankful, you being gracious, you being thankful for everything in your life. Now, one of my early mentors, he taught me this a long time ago. And it was key because I was coming out of a depression. So I understood this to some degree because I was doing it. I've actually been doing it for many, many years, although I never quantified it or understood what I was doing. And when you start understanding what you're doing, you can program it into your life as a more of a factor helping your life. But here's what it is: being thankful. How could I program this into my life in a way that was more conscious and not just subconscious? Okay, your subconscious controls everything, and it has to be in both places. You need to understand it. And so how can you be more thankful for everything in your life? Most people, whether you want to believe this or not, look at being thankful as only for getting something they didn't already have, okay? You can deny that if you want. You could say, I don't do that if you want. But everybody does it. And even someone like me who spends a lot of time programming into my mind how to be thankful for things, I go through times when I forget this stuff and I have to reprogram it so I remember. And I start looking to only being thankful to the next big thing. And you can't go on like that for long because if your focus is only on being thankful for the big things, then you start not caring about the so-called mundane, average, daily things. So what do you do? Okay, I keep asking you this. What do you do? How are you going to do this? Well, I found this is just one way. You can come up with others to do this. And I'm going to give you one very simple way I learned a long time ago. And it never fails. It requires no technology. It requires a piece of paper and a pen or pencil. Or maybe you want to do it with a crayon. I don't care how you do it. You know, maybe you want to do it with a magic marker. I could care less. But the bottom line is, this is something you can do and you must do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to challenge you right now. I want you to do this for 30 days. All right, I'm sincere about this. 30 days, you know, 30 days, that should be easy, right? Anybody can do something for a month. A month isn't very long. Okay, so here it is. What you need to do, what you should do, what you must do if you want to program thankfulness into everything about your life is, and take your pick. Maybe you do it in the morning when you wake up. Maybe you do it before you go to sleep. I prefer doing it at the end of the day so that I can remember better what I did during the day. You pick your time, but I recommend the end of the day. You sit down and you write down seven. Okay, seven's not a big number, right? Seven things you were thankful for during the day. The first time you do this, especially if you've been stuck in the mindset that something external to you had to happen for you to be thankful, or somebody had to do something for you in order for you to be thankful, that you will have a hard time thinking of things, right? So we have to program our mind to think just a little bit more basic. to become truly thankful for everything in life. So, for instance, what am I thankful for today? I'm thankful that when I made my video, I got it done in the first cut. That never happened, so I was thankful for that. I was thankful that the battery didn't cut out in the middle of doing my podcast. I was thankful that when my when my shoelace broke, that it did, because I wanted to get some better looking shoelaces so my shoes didn't look so grungy. I was thankful that when my mouse died, that I actually had batteries sitting in the kitchen to replace them with, and I didn't have to go out and buy batteries because the stupid mouse, my wireless mouse, died. Okay? So, I was thankful that Joe called me on the phone and just said hi. I was thankful that when I cooked my rice, I didn't burn it today. Yeah, I mean, I'm laughing, but that's what I'm talking about. I was thankful that I woke up this morning and I was alive. Now, that takes me back to my roots, where I say I always had this going in my mind. It's what enabled me to defeat a depression. Years ago, I started just making sure when somebody says, you know, how's your day? I said it was great, and they said, why? And I said, because I woke up alive. And I was sincere about that. Because if the big challenge of the day was to wake up alive, then the rest of the day was easy. And let me tell you, life on an aircraft carrier was anything but easy. But if the most important thing was waking up alive to be able to help other people do what they needed to get done to survive and win at what they were doing, then everything else in the day had a whole lot less pressure, a whole lot less tension, because it all was just adding to the success I already had when I woke up. And that's where I had that ingrained. I started ingraining that in myself without any instruction, without anybody telling me this. I just started doing it. But then, I started quantifying it after I recovered from a depression. Just that attitude enabled me to defeat the depression. But then wanting to go beyond to bigger steps, of course, I looked for mentors to show me how they got where they want. And the simplest process and the easiest thing I found and the most useful, the most effective thing was that thanks journal. I guess I can call that right now. Make up a name. Make your thanks journal. And so what was that again? Every night, when you finish the day, before you go to sleep, have a piece of paper next to your bed with a pencil, crayon, magic marker, prick your finger, write it in blood, I don't care, and write down 7 things you are thankful for that day, all right? 7 things. It shouldn't be hard. I was thankful when I walked outside that I had my umbrella when it started to rain. I was thankful that when I stepped in that pothole and I almost broke my ankle, I didn't break my ankle. That's a real thing too, okay? I'm not making that up. You some of these things you may think I'm making up, but these are real things that I wrote down that I was thankful for. You think, how can I be thankful that I stepped in a pothole and nearly broke my ankle? Because I'm thankful that I didn't break my ankle. It's as simple as that. Apply these things in your life, and then your whole attitude about everything else you do will change. Everything else will become less difficult and more positive. The response you get from other people will be more positive because you will be more positive. If you cannot talk to people and project some sort of positiveness, that's probably not a word, then they can read right through you. That you can't fake that, okay? You can't fake that you're positive. It doesn't work. There's actors on TV Do you know how many cuts it takes for actors to get emotional scenes correctly? You know, they generally don't do it the first time. Because it's hard to fake. It's hard to fake your emotions and how you think about things. Those things come through almost no matter what. And most of us, you know, like 99% of us are not professional actors. So you can't fake it. You can't. Some of you that go around work pretending, you know, guess what? Behind your back, your coworkers that you're faking to go, man, that guy's such a fake. They say that when you leave, whether you know it or not. And if you don't believe it, well, you need to pay just a little bit more attention, okay? Get some thankfulness into your life. Start with the core, all right? I still follow mentors. I have mentors with the Jim Britt and Jim Lutz. They're my current positive thinking mentors, right? I use them and I use what they say because they're in a different place than I am. And even though I have quite a lot of control over how I think, I'm always looking for new ways to quantify it, to qualify it, and to think about it so that my mind continues to develop personally and they can maintain that attitude. Because it doesn't matter how positive you are, everybody needs new ways, different ways to see things. So I offer for you to take a look at, to go to removethebarriers.com, removethebarriers.com. There's no obligation to go there, but I suggest when you get there that you take a look at the personal performance platform and the Fusion platform. Those are what I use. They have an amazing effect on me. I'll tell you a quick story with that. Every time I adapt a new way for looking at my personal development, something very positive always happens. It's amazing. You might say it's coincidental. It may or may not be. I don't know. But it seems like every time I look at a new way to adapt, something very big happens. And it did when I started. I chose a new mentor to help give me a fresh look at my personal development, Jim Britt and Jim Lutz. And then suddenly I was invited to to a secret conference of millionaires. No kidding. And it seemed like it was just out of the blue, but there were other things going on, including me starting to use some of the things Jim and Jim started telling me. And those things added up to a big change occurring again. It just happens that way. I'm not going to tell you that I can scientifically prove any of that, but I can quantifiably say that every time I adapt and add new ways to think about my personal development, something big like that occurs. And so I suggest that if you don't have any way to help yourself, external way to help yourself in developing your own personal development, that you go to removethebarriers.com, removethebarriers.com, and take a look. You know, it's up to you, but you need something whether you realize it or not. And so there's two ways there to do that. I actually use them both because I think they're incredible. For me, it's like gives me a whole new way to look at my life. For you, it may be giving you the first new way to look at your life. So there's the personal performance platform and the Fusion training. They're both outstanding. They're both the best training I could possibly recommend to you right now to help you in your personal development and in developing the attitudes, the winning attitudes. removethebarriers.com. Go there and take a look. Now, you remember your promise to yourself. Start this exercise for 30 days. 30 days every night before you go to sleep, pick up that piece of paper and start your thanks journal. 7 things you are thankful for each day. You will start noticing, number one, because you made this commitment to yourself, you will start paying more attention to what you are doing yourself during your day. And you will become overall thankful a whole lot faster for things than you have previously. Doesn't matter how thankful you think you are right now, I guarantee that you will be more thankful and more appreciative of things in the day, and it will radiate from you, and things will change when you engage with other people, because everything about your positiveness will be sincere and authentic, and that will make a difference in your life. Okay? Now, don't forget that white paper. Remember, white paper for building your business. That's at start.easyleadnetwork.com/WP. Go there as well before you sign off here. And using those two things together, believe it or not, they do go hand in hand. You can really make a big difference in your results, in your life, and in the processes that make you successful using marketing techniques online that truly are proven and not just some guru garbage you found on Warrior Forum that somebody's hyping you up with that's going to instantly make you rich and it's a bunch of crap. All right? You don't need any crap in your life. So let's get the real things going that really work, and you can see it with the evidence from the companies that do it. All right, this is Wayne Scherer and the Wayne Scherer Show, Being Your Destiny. Thanks for being here. You're absolutely wonderful. I'll see you next time.